And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, as he does every morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, it's Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry. Are you with us, Jerry?
Unfortunately, I am.
Okay. Well, sorry about the loss. I know you can't be in too good a mood.
The amount of pills I took last night didn't quite do the job.
Yeah, you didn't even talk to the media after the game last night.
No, I didn't, and I realized that I never should have gotten out of the oil business.
Oh, really? And gotten into football?
I tell you, I did so well with dinosaur oil, I thought I'd buy the Cowboys and go into the snake oil business. Didn't work out for me. I thought now we'd bring on the worst coach in the NFL, Wade Phillips.
I thought you were going to have on John Fox.
No, you're on the line, and your job is on the line, too.
Hi, Craig.
Oh, hey, Coach. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, I guess. Jerry's mad, though.
Yeah, I bet.
Sorry about that game, Jerry.
Hey, listen, your job is to win games. Why aren't you doing it?
Oh, I don't know, Jerry. It's a hard league. You know, they get paid, too, on the other side of that field. Plus, Jerry, I think I won yesterday, kind of.
Well, no, you didn't win. We lost the game.
Well, I won a pink ribbon. You see that pink ribbon they put on my shirt, Jerry? I must have entered a poetry contest or chili cook-off or something like that, Jerry.
No, wait. That pink ribbon, that was for breast awareness.
Oh. Well, I'm already aware of breasts, Jerry.
Jeez.
How could you not be putting them cheerleaders 20 feet away from me?
No, like breast cancer awareness.
Oh. Well, that kind of brought down the room, didn't it?
Well, no. Listen, wait. Let's talk a little football.
Yeah, can we talk a little football, Jerry?
Well, yeah, if you and I talk football together, it'd be the first time I've ever heard you talk football.
Well, there's something I want to talk to you about the game of football as it pertains to the Cowboys. I know you want me to get rid of that David Beeler for missing all them field goals, but Jerry, I think we better keep him. He's the only one on our kickoff team that can tackle.
It's a good point, actually, Coach.
Yeah, see, Craig thinks so, too.
Well, his primary job is to make field goals.
Yeah, well, he makes some of the time, Jerry. Don't get so down on him. So negative, Jerry.
Hey, well, I have Jerry, a lot to be negative about. Look at our record.
Well, it's early yet, Jerry. Don't get so worked up. Hey, did you see that game yesterday, Jerry?
Yes, I was there at the game. I watched the whole thing. We lost. That's what we're talking about.
I thought we was going to win that game, but Tampa's tough now, and I'll be danged if they didn't come back and even the series with them Rangers.
Oh, listen. Why aren't you focused on our game, not the Ranger game, our game?
Well, because our game's just another uninspired regular season game. The Rangers are in the playoffs, Jerry.
Oh, boy.
Don't talk about the Rangers. This is October. This is my month. My month.
It is.
In Dallas, I am Mr. October.
Well, I don't know about that, Jerry. Sure seem to be a lot of people out there at that ballpark this weekend watching baseball. I like baseball, too, Jerry. You like baseball?
I don't care whether you like baseball, Wade. I want you to concentrate on football.
Well, Jerry, I got to tell you, it's hard to concentrate, especially when I go to the bank last week, cash my paycheck that you wrote me. It bounced, Jerry. You having folding money problems?
Jeez.
Well, actually, I am, but on your check, I just stopped payment for services unrendered.
Oh, okay. Well, you can write me another one, I guess. Hey, Jerry, speaking of that stadium, I think that stadium's got some problems, Jerry.
Why's that?
I'm not very smart.
We know that.
You tell me that all the time. But, Jerry, even I know you don't put a stadium east and west. That sun was shining in my players' eyes yesterday, Jerry. That's why we lost that football game.
I don't think that's why we lost the football game. There's no doubt I made a huge mistake on building that stadium. Not only the east-west thing, but the $1.5 billion mortgage that I pay every month.
Well, I guess we could always move back to Texas Stadium.
The only good deal I got was buying that video board 2 years, no interest at a Best Buy.
They have those there?
Yeah, it's a good old TV.
There's no moving back to Texas Stadium, Wade. That place is done and gone.
Oh, that's right. You blowed it up with me in it. That was weird, Jerry. And it was also weird that, why was you underneath my car when I was leaving the game last night? And you said you were doing some brake work.
Oh, I was just adjusting things, making sure you could get home okay. And I noticed that you didn't take the planned route that I'd printed out on Google Maps of all them twisty, windy roads.
I didn't, but dang, boy, I don't know what you did. My brakes didn't work very good. I needed an oak tree to stop me when I got home.
Hey, by the way, Wade, I want you to know I ordered you an early Christmas present.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get, Jerry?
Well, don't worry about what I got you. Just make sure when the package arrives to get everyone else out of the house and be sure you open it near your stove or out in the garage near a bunch of old gasoline racks.
Hot dang. Sounds like a new lawnmower to me. See you later, Jerry.
Oh, wait.
There they go. Jerry and Wade. Another bitter conversation after another loss.
Certainly different takes on yesterday's game.